This is Creatively Speaking. This month we're offering advice on how to get the best out of the arts in our region in Hot Tip for the Highbrow. So now WRTI's Dave Conan takes a look at the very important role volunteers play in making the arts come alive.
You've probably heard that each time you take your seat in a concert hall or theater, or visit a gallery or museum, what you pay for your ticket typically covers less than half of the cost of your admission. Virtually all arts and culture organizations rely on people who give freely of their time and energy to a variety of essential jobs. This has a significant impact on the bottom line, which in turn helps keep ticket prices affordable. The rewards for those who volunteer are very great indeed. One becomes closer to and more involved with something about which one is passionate. There's a chance to socialize with a diverse group of like-minded individuals in a fun setting. And there's the satisfaction of knowing that the work you're doing is helping to sustain the arts. It's not surprising, therefore, that there's no shortage of enthusiastic individuals ready to give their time and energy to the arts. If you want to volunteer, there are some fairly well-defined requirements for what one should bring to the job. A good old-fashioned capacity to work well on a team will make you welcome in many less prestigious but equally pivotal roles. These might include helping cater for artists and stage workers, assisting with the administration of the business, and in smaller venues, dealing directly with the audience as an usher or a guide. Without the dedication of volunteers, many arts events would simply not happen, and many organizations would cease to exist. So the next time you attend an arts event, just remember you might not be there but for the work of volunteers. And that's Hot Tip for the Highbrow. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.